She may have had a career for over 40 years now, but she's just making her girly, so groovy debut. It is veteran actress and choreographer Toni Basil. Toni Basil, best remembered, of course, for that 1982 smash hit Mickey. But we did a little twist on it. It is Toni Basil doing the Spanish version of Mickey. That was featured as a B-side when Toni Basil... released the single to Mickey, that she also re-recorded it in Spanish. And I just thought it was a really fun way to end that set. In the middle, it is another band that knows how to bring fun into the music that they make. Multi-International Music Collective, Super Organism. The song is called Nobody Cares. You can find that on the band's 2018 self-titled debut album. And then we started things off with the always frenetic British indie rock band, The Go Team. We heard the song The Me Frequency. That is from the band's most recent album, Get Up Sequences Part 2, which they released earlier this year back in February. And it's an album that I've featured many times here on Girly So Groovy. I just feel like The Go Team, if you are looking for a party vibe, this is the go-to party band. Okay, let's keep things moving right now. It is indie punk pop fun from Partner here on Girly So Groovy.
I thought you must be from heaven, 'cause you're sure not from here. And you cross a busy street just like you've got no mortal fear. And you ask for what you want like it's your God-given right. And you know the answer might be no, but maybe it might be you're an angel from Ontario. And you taught me everything I know. Yeah, angels from Ontario. They taught me everything I know. And drove us around, 'cause you're an angel from Ontario. And you taught me everything I know. Yeah, angels from Ontario. They taught me everything I know.
birds of a feather. Should not fall together.
Twin sister sensations, Tegan and Sarah, right there with their song, Living Room. That is off their 2002 album, If It Was You. Now, Tegan and Sarah announced for the late winter of next year, in March and April, they have decided to take that album, the fact that it's now over 20 years old, and hit the road with it. So what they're going to do, it's called the Not Tonight Tour. It is a full play of the If It Was You album done acoustically. Just Tegan, just Sarah, no backing band. And then they're throwing fan favorites in as well. The bulk of the tour is going to be across Ontario for our listeners at CFRC in Kingston. Tegan and Sarah will be in Kingston on March 27th. At the Kingston Grand Theater. And then for our listeners in the Windsor, Detroit area, if you just travel 45 minutes down the road, you can catch Tegan and Sarah in Chatham at the Chatham Capitol Theater. My husband and I, we are going to make that road trip. Just the fact that you get to see Tegan and Sarah as a just the pair, no backing band in these smaller intimate theaters, I think is going to make for a really great live show. And I got to say, just yesterday I saw a trailer for the new season of Canada's Drag Race. And I hate to say it, I totally squealed when I saw in the trailer that Tegan and Sarah are going to be guest judges coming up this season. So again, figuring out ways to bring Tegan and Sarah here up on the program and RuPaul's Drag Race, two things I will not avoid talking about. Before Tegan and Sarah, we had music from indie rock alternative singer-songwriter Kixie. From her new album Slouch, we heard the song Arcade. And then starting things off, it is dynamic lesbian duo Partner. From their debut album, In Search of Lost Time, we heard the song Angel from Ontario. Well, friends, I am looking at the clock. We are coming to the end of another episode of Girly So Groovy, always my least favorite time of the week. But the fact that you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, the full 22 years, I cannot say thank you, thank you, thank you enough. What I want to say thank you for is CJAM 99.1 FM. They took a chance on us over 22 years ago. And since then, we have been broadcasting proudly across the Windsor and Detroit listening area. Next weekend, CJAM turns 40 years old, so a huge happy birthday to a station that has always taken risks on quirky little shows and allowing them to just blossom for almost over half of their radio life. That is Girly So Groovy and its connection to CJAM. Since those 22 years, Girly So Groovy is now syndicated across Canada and into the United States. In addition to the Detroit listening area, we are in the Chicago listening area in LaGrange, Illinois. We're in British Columbia, whether it's Kamloops, Shuswap, Nanaimo, or Burnaby. We're in Lethbridge, Alberta, Winnipeg, Manitoba. In addition to Windsor and Ontario, you can find us in Kingston, Thunder Bay, and Sudbury. And we are in Nova Scotia, both in Sydney and Halifax. New Brunswick, we are in Fredericton, Sackville, St. John. And of course, we are in Bombay, Newfoundland. So proud to say we are coast to coast across Canada. And of course, dipping our toe south into the United States. Don't forget, you can stay in touch with the show all week long. You can find us on social media. We're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy ending with an IE. And of course, we're also on Instagram at GSG Radio. It's a great place for you to see the playlist in print every week, as well as finding links to bands and musicians featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and of course, you can message me any requests you have for the show. Speaking of Mixcloud, don't forget you can listen to the show all week long at your leisure on the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. You'll find the last 10 weeks worth of episodes just waiting for you. I want to remind you the next 2 weeks here on Girly So Groovy are going to be some really unique, fun programming. Next week, it is our last in our year-long monthly series where we celebrate trailblazers, groundbreakers, pioneers. Because this year marks the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, we will be celebrating a hip-hop pioneer in the second hour next week. 2 weeks from now, we are going to be doing one of my favorite shows I do every year. It is Under the Covers, 2 full hours of nothing but cover songs. This year, I'm giving myself an extra challenge. I'm going to try and figure out how to build the bulk of that show around our trailblazers and our groundbreakers. So for example, Kate Bush was the artist we kicked off the year-long series with. I've got covers that Kate Bush does, as well as some great covers of Kate Bush songs. And that goes for most of the musicians we have featured this full year. And then don't even start me on December. Oh, I cannot wait. We've got the holiday extravaganza coming up. We've got the top 10 Girly So Grooviest episode. This is some of my favorite weeks throughout the year for doing the show. Okay, I'm going to wrap things up. I'm going to wrap up with an album I've wanted to bring here on the show for a couple weeks now. You tell me, I think this was the coolest idea. One of my local record stores on Halloween decided to put a bin outside their store of freebies, a bin of free music for Halloween. Talk about a treat. And in this bin, there were some phenomenal girly, so groovy pioneers. Laurie Anderson, right there, free, in the bin. But the one that I was so excited to grab, an album I have not had, and it is an album that is probably pushing almost 40 years old. It is music from Toronto alternative singer-songwriter Jane Siberry, going back to her 1985 third album, The Speckless Sky. That is the album I found in the bin and thought, oh my gosh, I need this, and I want to share it with you. So we're going to take a listen to the opening track, One More Color, which kicks off the album. Again, talk about a fabulous Halloween treat. Anyways, wrapping up the show, thank you for tuning in. Enjoy this last track with Jane Siberry. I will talk to you soon. Here is Jane Siberry here on Girly So Groovy.